The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's the Dana Cortez Show podcast. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so fast food workers, you can make a lot of money, especially at Chipotle. They're going to pay you $100,000. Not kidding. How can you make $100,000 working at Chipotle? In as little as 3.5 years, we're going to tell you inside this podcast. Plus, there was such an incredible moment. You know Selena, the series is out on Netflix, episode 2. There's a moment in there they recreated of Beyonce meeting the late Tejano Queen. We have exclusive audio.
Well, I know one thing that everybody wants to hear and everybody's curious about is that about this woman who put her ex in jail.
Oh, for sure on that. And Alex Rodriguez is finally responding to his ex-fiance, Jennifer Lopez, reuniting with her other ex-fiance, Ben Affleck. A lot going on in today's podcast. Let's take a listen. I've been real foggy headed lately. I feel like I'm so tired, even though I'm getting plenty of sleep. And I thought it was just me, but it's actually the entire country. Let's have this discussion now. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I realized it after yesterday. I wished everybody a good morning and I said it's Monday. And nobody noticed that I said that because I think everybody's feeling tired. And I read a study that psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists are saying, we all feel this way because of COVID. It's a massive, drastic change that's caused a lot of stress. You know, we're creatures of our environment, right?
We're creatures of habit, yeah.
Habit, every day, same thing.
See, I thought it was just allergies.
No, it's not. It's COVID, and the whole country's feeling this way, but, you know, you guys didn't even notice either.
Well,
we're all
Dana,
tired.
When it comes to you and mistaking times and meetings and dates and stuff, you have to really kind of prioritize that, right?
Anybody who knows Dana.
Don't correct me.
Yeah.
So as a guy who sat in the fourth meeting for a month where nobody showed up, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to even correct on this one. I'm gonna let this go. But
anyway,
I feel you. There is an extra exhaustion a little bit too.
Well, I just wanted to say that to anybody out there who's feeling tired and you're trying to figure out what is this, it's normal, it's okay. And a good thing is that therapists say once COVID is over, we will recover, and we are finally coming to the end of this tunnel. You can see the light.
I feel like the light is in September. I think that's when everything's going to start.
It's not going to be just a certain
day, but I mean, I feel like that's when things are really going to start to change.
I, for some reason, feel like I've become a little bit more self-centered, and maybe that's why I haven't paid attention to what Dana was saying when she messed up.
It's because you're vaccinated. You think you're better than everybody.
That's what I think I'm doing. I'm just trying to like grab all the stuff I missed out on last year, so I was just like focusing on me and my words.
But you're already recovering.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
No, so my cousins, they stayed at the house the other night, and they both were vaccinated, and they said that they're like thinking more clear, that they feel more comfortable, that they're like, I don't even think about COVID anymore.
Ooh, yeah, dog. Oh,
well, we're not vaccinated, so I'm tired. I'm still thinking about COVID. Make the appointment, Automatic. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
We got to honor the mouthpieces of the workplace, and I mean that in a compliment. It's National Receptionist Day, y'all.
Hey. To everyone out there who receives the customers, you're the most important person in the building.
Yeah, shout out to Angel who handles all of our crazy callers. We love you. All right, we also have National, Third Shift Workers Night. So the overnight people right there, too.
Man, I work a graveyard shift. Can I say to people relieving the graveyard people, can y'all show up on time? That was the worst. And they were the managers. They were always late.
Supposed to be there at 6 and show up at 7:30.
Growing up, my stepdad worked graveyard, so we were never allowed to like knock on doors or like ring doorbells.
Oh, yeah, because he's sleeping.
Quiet. Yeah. But we'll wrap it up on this one. Ooh, National Root Canal Appreciation Day.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little story right now. When you get a root canal, That tooth in there is dead.
Ooh.
You have a dead object in your body. I don't know this to be 100, but you could do your own research. Talk to your dentist. Talk to a specialist. Why would you want something dead in your body?
Let me just tell you something. Taking care of your mouth is very, very important. There's this documentary on Netflix about your mouth and your teeth and how body responds to it. Go watch it. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I'm just telling you.
Tooth documentary on Netflix.
It'll change your life.
If you get your teeth cleaned twice a year, you can avoid the scary root canal. Get yourself some 50 Cent dental floss, okay? All right. Out of the DM, your rewind is coming up after this. And then, of course, your brand new one next hour. It's Wednesday. Let's celebrate. Halfway to the weekend.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You've heard the song, Drop It Low, Girl. Drop it low, girl. Nobody's dropped it lower than Canadian singer Joy Chapman, because she just made the Guinness Book of World Records as the lowest recorded singing female of all time. Here's Joy.
La, 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 la,
Sounds like a dead frog.
Now I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, that was low. I mean, I'm wondering if she has some. Yeah.
Okay, stop.
Hey, okay.
Oftentimes we reward singers for going high. I love when she goes low.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? When they go high, we go low to make the Guinness Book of World Records, okay? I started thinking about it. I've been taking voice lessons now for what, almost 3 years, and I feel like I've really improved, so I'm going to try to go lower. Then joy. Automatic. Anthony, are you ready?
You do have kind of a deep voice.
Here we
I do.
Go.
Let's hear that bass.
Low, 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 low.
You sound like Dory from Finding Nemo.
Wow.
You think I was I there?
I think you're a falsetto, a natural falsetto.
No, you just said I have a low voice and now you call me a
I lied to you.
For some reason, listening to you try to do that reminded me of eating cold fries. I don't even know why.
What does that mean?
It was not good.
I don't like cold fries.
Let's hear your low voice, eh?
All right. Is this going to sound like I'm grunting? I don't know how to sing.
That sounded like a bad burp impression.
Well, that's courage.
Hold on. Here we go.
Come on. Okay, I'm about to take your hat off. Go ahead.
Low, 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 low.
I think you might have won this contest.
I'm going to give it to Dana, dude. I'm going to give it to Dana in a very disappointing outing by all of us.
Too much orca.
You know there's people in their car right now that are just going, no, no.
They are. Send us a voice message. We'd love to play them on the radio. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send it.
Can we hear from the GOAT one more time, though? The Guinness Book of World Record holder. No, no, no.
Joy Chapman. That's today's WTF. We'll be back with more right after this. The movie Selena has been a cult classic for 25 years, and now the series on Netflix is one of the most watched in the world. And there's a moment in a second season where you see Selena meet Beyonce. Did it happen? It did. And I have exclusive audio of Beyonce talking about this meeting. I'm going to play it for you right now. It's time for In Case You Missed It, DJ Automatic. Let's get you started first.
So American drivers are filling up their gas tanks. And if you haven't, you should probably do. In case you missed it, a criminal hacking group called DarkSide from Russia is believed to be behind the hack that shut down the Colonial Pipeline. The Colonial Pipeline is the East Coast pipeline for gas. So states that are being affected drastically in the East Coast, everybody's rushing to the gas pumps to fill up. As a matter of fact, Florida, some gas stations are running out of gas.
Well, that's what drives the price of gas. It's supply and demand. People often think it's like the commander in chief, it's Congress, it's the Senate. No, it's not. It has to do with how much we're driving, how much we're not driving. Remember that big snowstorm that happened in Texas?
So that
affected gas prices heavily.
Well, it also shut down all of Texas. And the thing that I took from this story is that we need to have more national security when it comes to online stuff, because these hackers shutting down a pipeline, or like what happened in Texas with the winter storm where it shut down all the electricity, that's where we're most vulnerable.
Oh.
I don't feel like we're gonna like vulnerable from somebody coming to attack us from somewhere else. It's hackers shutting down. Imagine if they shut down like the banking system or shut down the electrical grid. We'd be screwed.
Our water system.
Yes. So we need to invest. Personally, I feel like we need to invest more in the online. And
who are them gamers? Can somebody hire them so they can take care of us?
I just like hearing Otto talk to us like he's addressing Congress. That was funny, dog. Well done.
No, but I mean, it's kind of scary, though.
You're right. Get on and tell them, Automatic.
I heard that all the money we're wasting, and I'm not kidding, wasting on all these fighter jets that don't even work is literally a waste of trillions of dollars when we should be investing in online security.
Go hire the homie from Twitch that can figure all this stuff out and give him some money, and let's get it fixed.
All right, Anthony A.
In case you missed it, cold offices can actually cause you to gain weight.
What?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Most offices are set at about 70 degrees, which experts say is unhealthy. And cold offices slow down your metabolism and burn less calories, which leads to weight gain. And when you increase your body temperature, you burn more calories. So they suggest that you keep it between 72 and 81 degrees.
I have ours at 76, so we're good in here. But there was a time we were coming in this studio and it was freezing.
No,
and we're
like, oh. Let me tell you something. It's Antarctica in the mix room. It is so cold in there. Every day when I go in there, and I mean, of course I'm moving because I'm DJing, but it is ridiculously cold. So that's what I'm going to blame all my weight gain on.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
it's the mix room.
It has nothing to do with you eating in the middle of the night, laying down in bed eating crackers
it's
and
stuff. It's the cold mix room. That's all it
that's
is.
What it
this
is.
Makes me very proud. To, like, I take ownership in sweating now.
After this whole thing. Hot body means a hot body. All right. So in case you missed it, the Selena series on Netflix is streaming. And the second season, there's this recreation of a very young future global superstar named Beyoncé. You might have heard of her, right? And you see that she meets Selena at the gallery in Houston. This did happen. Here's very rare audio of Beyoncé talking about that moment.
They had actually meet Selena in the Galleria Mall in Houston. But I didn't say much to Selena because I wasn't a celebrity. And I just saw her and said hello and kept it moving. Definitely growing up in Texas, I heard her on the radio. And I think listening to her album, even though I didn't know exactly what she was saying, it helped me in the studio.
It's so wild to me to know that, you know, Beyonce today, just this humongous star. Everybody in the world knows who Beyonce is. And at that time, when she was a little girl, she sees Selena. And I understand what she's saying. That was like, we thought Selena was larger than life.
Right.
Especially if you're from Texas.
Larger than life. And I hate how much a not kind man I'm going to sound like right here. But also like body type. Like,
yes, because Beyonce's thick too.
Yeah, you look at that and look at that influence that went down to, like, you had people like Megan Thee Stallion and stuff, and like really going and embrace that. And I think it's really cool too. I think there's a lot of people looked at Selena for that.
Texas produces a lot of thick girls.
Slim it does. Thick.
Yeah, slim thick. And that's what I was going to say, because Selena was super slim, but she had that backside that people, you know, would talk about.
Why do you think George Strait and Drake both have X's there?
All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait.
All right. So I can't wait to watch the second season of Selena on Netflix. That's today's In Case You Missed It. We'll be back with more of the show less than 5 minutes from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession is very simple. Automatic Anthony, let me break it down for the people. You get one call. Okay, so tap in. You get 1 minute to say whatever it is you want to say, confess anything you want, and you get absolutely zero judgment. Earlier, we had a woman call in, and she was telling us about her ex who failed to pick their children up. So let's take it from the top.
This is Dana. I am here to confess my sin.
Okay. Oh, girl, let it out.
Let me hear it.
Okay, go right ahead. Name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Go ahead.
Okay, so one time when I had recently got divorced, my ex was supposed to pick up my kids. He never did. He told me he had work to do. So I was driving around, and then I bumped into him driving with his girl. So I just go ahead, call the cops, and say, you know what? I got this car. I gave him the form of the car, the color, the plate number. And I told him, I think he's drunk. He has kids inside with a car seat, and he's swerving around.
Oh!
Did they get him?
Yes, they took his car.
That's what he gets! That's what he's trying to pick his kids up! Wow, be a man! Wow, be a man! Now you get to be a man in jail!
I don't know about that.
This man was lying. He didn't pick up his kids because he was with another woman?
Hey, no judgment.
He was sober, though. Anyway.
I'm not judging her. She's the confession. I could judge him all day.
Hey. I was like, yeah, he was dumb. That was wild.
Exactly. Come on. Pick up your damn kids. Thank you so much.
And I know to never cross this woman.
Never. A woman scorned will get you every time. Pick up your kids, man. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
You know, personally, I have never tried the vindictive route with any of my kids' fathers. That sounds like a lot, or like I got 50 kids or something, but I've never tried the vindictive route. But she sounds satisfied.
She sounded like she had an evil little laugh at the end, like, haha, I won.
How is she not the person who's doing the right thing? The man didn't pick his own children up. He's driving around with a new woman who has her kids in the back having a little party in the car.
Does that constitute putting your man in jail, though?
Ooh, I think it does.
I don't know if it constitutes putting your man in jail, but it makes for a great confession. And that's how it goes. If you have a confession, please tap in right now. You will remain anonymous. And guess what? We can read them off of social media, too. So hit us up.
Or you can even send us a little voice message on Instagram. We're starting to get them that way now, too.
So many people are sending us those. So Dana Cortez Show, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Back with more right after this. Alex Rodriguez is finally responding to ex-fiance Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck reuniting. We've got this story and more. It's time for the best gossip. You only get the Daily Dirt right here on the Dana Cortez Show. We always get it started with celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have one of the greatest, if not the greatest, skater of all time, Tony Hawk, celebrating his birthday.
Hey. One of the greatest video games, too.
Ooh, there we go.
Give Tony Hawk his flowers. He deserves them. We also have Cuban Doll celebrating her birthday and actor Rami Malek celebrating his birthday.
All right, so let's start off with a big congratulations to Drake. He's going to receive the Artist of the Decade Award at the 2021 Billboard Music Awards. I still recall talking to Fat Joe. It's been a few years, and he said we're watching history. We've never seen a hip-hop artist do what Drake is doing. The Artist of the Decade category is based on a variety of factors, including Billboard Hot 100 chart, Billboard 200 albums tally. Drake's got 8 number ones. He's got 9 number one albums.
Baby,
there's so many things. He's the only solo male artist with more than 50 career weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. So this is going to be fun.
It's just Drake's world. We're just living in it.
Facts. All right, so now let's talk about a nearly 2,000-year-old Roman sculpture is at the center of a fight between Uncle Sam and Kim Kardashian because it's a stolen piece of art.
Oh.
It was seized at the U.S. border in 2016 and somehow still sold into the market. Art theft is a big money-making thing. I didn't know that. So Kim went on to say, Kanye bought it. I didn't.
Oh, man.
This wasn't my purchase.
You think this is all going to tie back to when Kim got robbed for her jewelry? I mean, those are the kind of people that do art heists.
I have no idea, but was that an inside job? Like, now I'm like, you got my brain spinning.
I just want to get, like, an art sculpture of Kim K.
Woo! You can just buy her perfume. All right, and then finally, E! News reports that Alex Rodriguez is shocked that Jennifer Lopez has moved on so quickly with Ben Affleck. So how do these two even get back together? So sources say that Ben started writing her letters, like old school letters, handwritten letters, when she started her movie in the Dominican because Hollywood already knew that A-Rod was cheating. So he knew that J-Lo was going to find out eventually. And she's always been the one that got away. He was praising her in magazine articles. I remember seeing that thinking, why is he talking about an 18-year-old relationship?
Why is it that you're always the last one to know? So all of Hollywood know that A-Rod was cheating?
Yes.
Oh. Damn.
So anyway, he's saddened because he really thought that even after cheating, he was going to be able to work his way back to Jennifer Lopez.
Damn. Nope. Alex Rodriguez is a retired Yankee, dog, and he lost his girl to one of the biggest Boston Red Sox fans of all time.
Oh, man. Hey.
He was stealing bases, and Ben Affleck was Goodwill Hunting.
It's funny you said that, because Matt Damon is even talking about Bennifer. Matt Damon!
I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
Dude, imagine this. Next Ocean's 15 movie. Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, rob Alex Rodriguez, and get to the bottom of the steroid scandal surrounding baseball.
Number one at the box office for sure. All right, we'll be right back with more of the show less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can make six figures working at Chipotle in as little as 3 years. No kidding. I'm going to tell you how right now inside Hottest Hashtags. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so do you sip soda or water or anything from a can? It's bad for you. A new study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease found that aluminum we consume when drinking from a can may cause serious impairment to our long-term cognitive function. Why? Because we get older, kidneys become less capable of filtering the aluminum from our bodies, which could lead to the accumulation of aluminum on the brain. Aluminum is in a lot of products, some pots and pans. It's even in deodorant.
I was going to say, how about canned food?
Yeah, exactly. So careful how much aluminum you consume.
Anybody I ever seen use like aluminum-free deodorant, it always stinks, dude.
Dude, that's not gross. True, because I do, and you know, I don't stink. You know I don't stink.
I need to see what kind of brand of deodorant you're using to bleed.
It is a little expensive. I'm not going to lie.
Come on.
It's high end. Oh. All right. And then finally, Chipotle Mexican Grill announced a wide range of compensation incentives earlier this week, including a pathway to a six-figure salary. Chipotle needs to hire 20,000 workers in the U.S. So their bump in pay for their new and existing employees from $11 to $18 per hour by the end of June.
Damn.
They're also promising a career path for interested workers, which will lead to a restaurateur title. It's the highest general manager position. Average pay, average, is $100,000, and you get there in 3 years and 5 months.
That's crazy. They're giving their employees a 50% raise.
Well, the thing is, DJ Automatic, one thing that this pandemic has proven is that our salaries have not kept up with the price of everything else. If you can make more money staying home, you know, with unemployment, people, that says something about salaries, not about the people. If I'm going to make $200-$300 a week sitting at home, who the hell is paying somebody $200-$300 a week for a full-time job?
You can't live on that. There's no dignity.
Yeah. People deserve dignity and a living wage. So I'm here for it. McDonald's doing the same thing.
You're going to make $18 an hour working at McDonald's?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Damn, I might have to get out of radio.
National Day, Anthony A.
We will start with National Receptionist Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to the most important person in the building. You know why? Because they greet your customers.
Shout out to Angel. Company, she's our receptionist here.
She takes all the crazy calls from you guys. We appreciate her.
And we get a lot of crazy calls about this show.
We also have National Root Canal Appreciation Day, because that's a thing.
I appreciate floss. Floss every day. Visit your dentist twice a year. You'll never need a root canal.
Have you ever smelled somebody's mouth with a dead tooth?
He's automatic. That's enough. Let's keep moving on. Ooh, I appreciate floss.
All right. We also got National School Nurses Day, so one time for them.
Oh, you know what?
A shout out to our daughter's school nurse, because automatic is a hypochondriac, which Anthony knows now. He's always, something's always wrong with him. And our daughter caught it, and she was going to the school nurse's office every day. They called us. She was like, your daughter cannot come in here every day. Oh,
so that's all my fault, huh?
Yes.
I'm a hypochondriac. How am I a hypochondriac? When your daughter stages the exact same way.
She caught it from you.
How do you catch it? It's not contagious.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I just want to say one time for Miss Sophia, my school nurse, who comforted me when I was still peeing in my pants in third grade.
What?
So she was cool. She made me feel okay.
Because she knew that there were problems at home.
That was his little body trying to say that. Let off your chest right there.
Better than you guys bickering. All right. Then we also have, we'll wrap it up on National Third Shift Workers' Day.
Hey, shout out to the night shift, all the graveyard workers out there. As a former graveyard employee at a convenience store, whoever's relieving the shift, get your ass there on time, please. All right. Welcome to Wednesday. We got more of the show coming up less than 5 minutes from now. Dana Cortez show is on, and it is Music Fact Time with DJ Automatic. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, Automatic, take it away.
We're going to start in 1989 when Kool Moe Dee releases his third album, Knowledge is King. We're not going to really talk about the album, but I want to talk about the fact that Kool Moe Dee was the first ever rapper on the Grammys, and the reason he was on the Grammys was because he was promoting this album. No, I ain't got no girl.
That's a very interesting fact, but it was not televised.
It was not. All right, so that album went gold. Shout out to Kool Moe Dee. All right, next we're going to 1997 when P. Diddy releases his number one single, I'll Be Missing You. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Every move I make. Still a classic to this very day.
Really is. That was featuring Faith Evans. And it was in memory of the late, great, Notorious B.I.G.
Faith Evans' husband.
Next, we're going to 1998 when Jay-Z releases the soundtrack to Streets Is Watching.
I'm not familiar with this one.
This is like very early Jay-Z, because it's right after Reasonable Doubt, right? The first attempt at film, Jay-Z. How about that?
It really was like this. It was the soundtrack to a documentary about his life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see you guys like giving it all kinds of accolades. You guys are such Jay-Z fans, Automatic Anthony A.
It's not a bad thing, but it's very 90s style documentary, low budget type of situation.
Rockefeller Films was not as good as Rockefeller Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to stay in 1998 because DMX released It's Dark and Hell Is Hot on this day. Yeah, so this album went 4 times platinum, and this is in the middle of that span where he was releasing album after album, and he really just controlled hip-hop at this point.
controlled pop media at the time too. And like I said last week, there's not an artist since him who has been able to do three number ones within 18 months.
Shout out to DMX. Next, we'll go to 2011 when Katy Perry has her fourth single from Teenage Dream, E.T., become a number one single, and it's the first time that any artist has gone 52 consecutive weeks with a song in the top 10.
DJ Automatic, was Kanye West on this song?
Yeah, he was on this song. And so the other songs that went number one off this album were California Girls, Teenage Dream, and Fireworks.
I love that Katy Perry embraced bringing hip-hop into her sound because she really was a pop girl, but she has Snoop. And then, of course, Kanye West on this one. I still remember Erykah Badu tweeting, Teenage Dream, that's my ish.
And last, we're going to 2016 when Young M.A. self-releases the hit single, Ooh.
Like, we ain't in these streets more than sesame.
Ooh.
But that shit chicken, why she texting me? Why she keep calling my phone, speaking sexually?
Ooh.
Every time I'm out, why she stressing
me?
You call her Stephanie,
call her,
I call her Heffany. I don't open doors.
I did not know this was an independent song. I had no idea.
I'm a big fan of Young M.A. and she's heavily influenced by 50 Cent, and you can hear it in her rap cadence. I think she's the most underrated MC out of New York.
I agree.
Eminem agrees with you, too.
It's the Dana Cortez Show, and that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic. You only get it right here. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How did Las Vegas Raiders, that's right, my favorite football team, have they have an or, has an organization changed and revolutionized the way we go to live sporting events? DJ Automatic thinks so, and he's going to break that down right now. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and oftentimes we bro down, and that's what's happening today, a good old bro down, because I love the Las Vegas Raiders, my favorite football team since Charles Woodson's rookie year. Shout out to that. And DJ Automatic is a world-renowned DJ, so it's like both of our worlds are coming together. DJ Automatic.
I will tell you one thing right now. I'm not a Raiders fan. They're my least favorite team, but they might have changed my mind yesterday when they announced that they will be having an end zone filled with bottle service tables and a DJ.
Oh my.
It is the most Las Vegas thing of all time. But the amount of people, I posted it yesterday on my Instagram story, the amount of people that hit me up immediately were like, well, I guess I'm going to a Raiders game here.
That's what it's going to turn into, dude, is every annoying bachelor guy trip for the weekend. Every time their team plays, oh, have you ever hung out with Steelers fans? They're gross, dude. And then you want to be at a nightclub with them in the daytime? Nasty. I hate this. As a longtime Raiders fan, dude, lifetime.
Do you want to go back to that crappy Oakland Stadium?
Have you ever been to the Black Hole, dude? If you did, we'll throw batteries at you, you Minnesota Vikings fan.
They
even like you, dude. I ain't gonna come on over and yell skull while you're drinking your little cheap vodka.
Huh?
They're gonna throw batteries at the people in bottle service.
Oh, dude, we can't even. Not
that might happen.
Dude, well, listen, this sounds like a great idea, but you get a bunch of Raider fans together and you start giving them alcohol.
Bottles of alcohol at that.
Oh, they need, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start a bail bond service. How about that? Right next to the Allegiant Stadium, dog.
They already did it.
Let us know. Do you agree with putting a club in a football stadium, and do you wish your favorite team did so?
I hope the Suns do it next.
At Anthony A400, at DJ Automatic, and shout out to all my Raider fans out there. I promise it will get better. If not, crack a cold one open. Y'all have a beautiful Wednesday. The Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The WTF, the ooh.
I'm going to have to say mine was the best, though.
All right.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I agree with Anthony. Mine was better. When I went back and listened, my voice got lower than yours.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Only you went longer, but mine was lower.
No.
Neither of us, none of us have the world record, though. So
no.
You got to give it up to Joy, man. She did that one for real. All right. That's the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Remember, we have a lot more for you to listen to. So please do so. Share them with a friend. And thank you for checking it out.